This is the daily update for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. 22 people killed in a Manchester terrorist attack at an Ariana Grande show, mostly young girls. The youngest girl that was murdered was 8 years old. 23-year-old Simon Abedi, a suicide bomber who was known to police, had blown himself up in the exit way of the arena, killing all of these unsuspecting innocent souls. The London mayor, Sadiq Khan, said, well, terrorism is something we just have to get used to. You know what? That's accepting terrorism. I don't accept terrorism. We can hunt down these people. We can put an end to their terror. But what we can't do is tolerate it. And what this mayor, who is of Islam, who definitely has been outspoken that he doesn't like gays and he does the whole Islamic thing and puts women in the back of the room when he talks. This is the mayor that's a poison to a society. So the liberals here in America are actually blaming Donald Trump for this thing. Unbelievable. Talk about deplorable. To blame the president of the United States of America for some psychopath who wanted to kill himself and take a bunch of little girls with him. That. Really? You know what? You know why ISIS exists? It was Barack Obama, who called in the JV team, and he sat there and did virtually nothing, where all of his commanders in the field said, you know, we have to stop these guys. They did nothing. He appointed a physicist professor friend of his from Harvard to run the Pentagon. The last 8 years, ISIS was allowed to fester and ISIS was allowed to grow and then spread their crappy ideology throughout the world and kill innocent people. So there are 3,500 suspected terrorists in the UK. And this guy was also known to the police. Why don't you do something about it? Close down those radical mosques. Put an end to their crappy terrorist speech. What the hell are you doing there in England? You know what? But yet we've got the same problem here in the United States. And we had Comey, who was in charge of the FBI. And all the terrorists that struck the United States were known to the FBI and interviewed and they were followed. But yet they did nothing to stop it. Nothing to stop it. I think once that you have evidence saying that people are going to hurt our country, you need to put a stop to them. You need to harangue them. So all these dead children plus the 59 people who are injured, unbelievable. There is no excuse for that. Where is the security? Where is the security at that tunnel? Where are the police outside when this concert's getting out? In this day and age, you have to understand that there are people that would do harm. Where is their security? You know? Unbelievable, right? So it should never have happened. Now you have these jihadi brides coming back to England. All the women who left for the big Muslim guys because they thought they were going to be taken care of and all this other stuff. Then they realized they actually had to work. They actually had to clean. They actually had to cook. They actually had to work. And then they had restrictions. They weren't allowed to go out by themselves. They got to cloak themselves from head to toe. All of that. So a lot of these women are coming back because their jihadi husbands have been killed in this jihad that they're doing. You know, the rest of them just disillusioned because they don't want to be there anymore and all that. It's nice that they're able to come and go so freely. I wouldn't trust not one of them. And I would arrest every one of them for being a traitor. So this is England, though. Open your arms. Come back, jihadi wives. What the hell do you think that's going to accomplish? You know, why endanger people? Why? So the Cannes Film Festival is all up in arms. They're upset, of course, by this whole thing going on. They're on high alert right now, and they even canceled the fireworks. So the terrorists win. They make you cancel your events. They make you cancel your fireworks. They make you afraid to go to concerts. They make you afraid to go out. You know what? This is what Israel's been talking about all along. You know, sitting there in a cafe and some sucker comes in and blows themselves up because they don't like you. Because they want you off the planet. Welcome to Islam, right? Trump's going to visit the Vatican, right? And then talk to the Pope and they're supposed to seek common goals. And what's the common goal? Probably Trump is going to say to the Pope, hey, what did your wall cost, right? You know what I mean? So the common goals is what? How about peace through the earth? How about we can start working for those common goals? But to achieve that peace, you need to remove the cancers of society that are going to get in the way of that peace. and not tolerate it because it is some religion and you have to be politically correct. You know what PC is? Making people accept evil. That's what PC is. Here's Monica Lewinsky. You know what? Monica Lewinsky's funny. Fox News just sunk to number 3 in their ratings, you know. And Rachel Maddow is number 1, if you can believe that, followed by Anderson Cooper on CNN. So both of those people don't even belong in the news or reading the news. And it is not the news. You know, I listen to this radio station called 1010 Winds. It's in New York City. And I use a radio app to get that station. I listen to that station often because I like it, because they're not full of opinions. They're not saying, oh, I think this, or, you know, it could be this, or maybe this is that. And you know what? And then you're going to guess and say terrible things about people, even like Donald Trump, say terrible things about them. And you're going to guess and then come up with, you know, with your hypothesis of what could be this, that, and the other thing. You know what? That's not the news. That's opinion. And you don't need someone's opinion. You can make your own opinion. All you need to know is the news. So Fox News hit number 3 and losing hundreds of millions of dollars because of it. Good. You got rid of Bill O'Reilly on some trumped up stuff. The guy was never found guilty of anything. And then here you are getting rid of people because of they want to do a change. They said changing out the old guard. So it wasn't even about defending Bill O'Reilly. It's just that they screwed him over. After that dude helped them build that network and make all that money, they screwed him over. Right? Fine. Fox News is number 3. They're sinking. They're gone. First time in history they've been number 3, so maybe they should think about that. Monica Lewinsky comes out and blames Roger Ailes, who just died, who is the manager of Fox News, right? And rants about Fox News and Roger Ailes, you know, blaming him for what she did. Saying, well, he drove that story and they put it on all the time. It was on all the time, you know, and then it didn't have to be like that. And then that's what made everything the way it was. How about Roger Ailes didn't unzip a married man's pants, take out his private parts, and give him oral sex? Roger Ailes didn't tell Monica Lewinsky to do that. Roger Ailes didn't tell Bill Clinton to do that. Roger Ailes didn't tell them to do it in the Oval Office in our White House. And these are Democrat liberals. And here they are complaining about a dude who ran a story. You know, I'm sure Roger Ailes called Bill Clinton, hey, Bill Clinton, go have some oral sex with one of your staff, cheat on your wife, and then I want to run the story. It's going to be great for us. Yeah. Monica Lewinsky can only blame herself. Only blame herself. But that's what you get. Always playing the victim. Always coming up with an excuse. How about Monica Lewinsky is a disgusting excuse for a human being, just like Bill Clinton. And I would never want anything to do with either one of those people. And the people that they don't like, I do like. So talking about the Muslim world, right? 2 gay men in Indonesia were punished for having gay sex, each receiving 27 lashes with a cane, right? And then here's Indonesia tightening their grip on the gay community. So where's all the people out there with the gay rights? Where's all the people out there who are yelling and screaming all the time? How come they don't go to Indonesia and put a stop to all this? Or how about all the Muslim countries out there and put a stop to throwing gay men off the top of a building to kill them? This is not ISIS. This is not Hezbollah. This is not Al-Qaeda. This is Indonesia. This is the Muslim rule that they live by. And if you don't live by that rule, they will beat you. They will kill you. And then they're tightening the grip on gay people. Wow. I used to buy Indonesian coffee. And I see a story like this. I will never darken their doorstep again. I will never throw another dollar in their way. I don't have to support countries that I don't agree with their human rights policy. And it's a shame that we get so much stuff from China, because it's very hard to boycott a China, but easy to boycott in Indonesia, right? So just to let you know, that's the Muslim world. It has nothing to do with terrorism. That's the Muslim world beating men because of their sexual relationship. So today is title track day. Title track day is the title track of an album. So whatever the album's called, there's a title track on there. It's the same name, and that's what it is. So I dedicate this title track day to AC/DC Highway to Hell, because that's exactly what it seems like we're at. So go listen to that title track today. Today is Turtle Day, man. Turtles are cool. You know, around here we have a lot of snapping turtles, and they're nasty. You don't want to mess with them, but they have amazing markings on them. and I like taking photographs of them. It's a lot of fun. They're in their own environment. So today is a day to honor the turtle, and of course the story of the turtle and the hare. And the hare was supposed to be all fast, the turtle all slow, slow and steady. And you know, the fast one kind of like messed around and whatever, and then the turtle won. In real life, of course, it would never happen, but you know what? Cool story nonetheless. So celebrate Turtle Day with a story, right? Today is National Lucky Penny Day. Pennies are funny, man. I've been an advocate of getting rid of pennies forever, but then you know if you do that these companies are just going to round up, you know, instead of round down, but it's going to end up costing you more money. Pennies came about in 1793. They were made of copper at one time. Now they're made of several different materials, but it costs more to make and mint a penny right now than what that penny is worth, and I think that's self-defeating. So, and nobody ever likes getting pennies, you know what I mean? You buy something and then bang, they throw pennies in your hand, you're like, oh man, really? So yeah, I think it's time to get rid of the pennies and go a different direction. But today is National Lucky Penny Day, so you know what? Look for that lucky penny, right? It's also National Taffy Day. You know, a penny used to buy taffy back in the day. Not my time. I do remember penny candy, but it was like these little tiny sucking candies, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's pretty dated, man, back in the 70s anyway when I was a little kid. But today is the day to celebrate taffy in all of its forms. You gotta love taffy. You can make your own taffy. Taffy once in a while, I guess, is cool or whatever, you know. But everything in moderation, right? This is the Daily Update for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.